Thank you, Dr. Wallach. Let's shift gears for a minute and go back. I want to talk a little bit about women again. Now, without any infidelity, I've heard you say that you've got more women pregnant than any man ever alive. Can you explain what you mean with that?
Yeah, that's what I say. Like when women will call me up on the radio program and say, I have this infertility problem, and I'll say, well, this is your lucky day because I've gotten more women pregnant than any other man in history. And my wife, she's the one who jumps in and says, well, he does that with nutrition, right? She's very quick to say that. And that's because, again, in veterinary medicine and agriculture, when you're paying for the food for a cow, you want that cow to get pregnant. You want her to have a normal pregnancy without the need for medical intervention or veterinary intervention. You want to have 100% of those calves born normal without birth defects. They have to be strong enough to get up and drink milk within a few moments after they're born and get on with their life. We don't have the ability to have incubators for calves and lambs and have an intense pediatric intensive care unit and all this stuff. It's just not economically, you can't do it. It's not viable. And so we give cow everything she's supposed to have to get through pregnancy in great shape and take care of that calf, and the calf's going to be born in great shape and grow and feed itself the way it's supposed to. And we need to do the same thing with human beings. We do this very simply because of economic reasons. And if we were to do the same thing in human beings, again, we'd save ourselves an enormous amount of unnecessary misery, enormous amount of unnecessary expenditures, add many, many healthy years to people's lives. And it just comes down to being very, very dedicated to supplementing properly from the very beginning.